black forest. The orchard appeared in the flat at the top of the ridge on either side of the trail. Once tracks that carried the train that hauled the big pines away. 30 or 40 scraggly apple trees, most still wringing out small hard fruit, lined up in straight rows, planted so by one knowing he'd not be here to taste his work. I paused among them, many wind-blown, holding on by one branch. We are dreamers all, who become echoes, traces of memory. Maybe nothing is ever lost.